Good morning, New Covenant, whenever you might be listening to this teaching. It's not really a full teaching, it's more of a little brief history. My name is Jeff Trask. I am currently adjunct pastor for New Covenant, and I've been tasked with basically trying to give a little background and overall summary of my role in New Covenant Fellowship, but I only have 7 minutes, so I will try to be as succinct and brief as I can and try to cover as much as I can in that time frame. I just want to start off by saying I got introduced to New Covenant before I ever came to the church because I was part of a group called Faith Christian Peer Ministry. And during that time, we had a group of students that we had Bible study on campus, and we had multiple campuses. And during that time, I was one of the people trying to raise money to keep the ministry operating. And among many pastors, probably over 200 I talked to over that time frame, Ron Simpkins was one of those pastors that I had talked to, told him about our ministry, and he was willing to offer support for our ministry. And New Covenant ended up being one of the major supporters of our campus ministry early on, before I knew much about New Covenant in general. And so then a little bit later, New Covenant was needing someone to fill a mercy and justice role, and they wanted to be intentional also about having an African-American fulfill that role. And so Ron and I, who obviously knew each other from previous meetings, got together, and he presented the idea about me coming on board New Covenant. And after looking at some of the tenets about what New Covenant stands for and believes, and saw how important mercy and justice and that kind of work was to them, I decided to take the leap of faith and join a predominantly white church, which for me was different at the time because I grew up in Black Baptist church my whole life. But it was a decision that turned out to be a pretty good one. If I had to summarize my goal of being a leader at New Covenant, is from a movie quote of the movie 10,000 BC that said, a good leader does not need to be the strongest. A leader is the one who brings strength to others. And I think that's a pretty good mantra that I've lived by, not necessarily knowing that quote beforehand, but I really have tried to empower others, build up others, help take care of others through the work at New Covenant. I have a bit of an alphabet soup in terms of different things I've been involved in over all these years. I told the church last time I talked about how I've had more of my life being part of New Covenant than not being part of New Covenant. But over that time, I've been part of a MMJ, CCDA, CCHF, CMJN, CCCHC, MOK, IAFCC, CURC, among others. When I first got New Covenant, I was doing announcements in Sunday school and even played some softball, worked into doing worship and teaching and administration and part of leadership team, and then in later years in reparations. I want to briefly highlight a few of those things. The Christian Mercy and Justice Network was a group that Vern Fine and I founded, and we basically brought other churches, missions, mercy and justice groups, whatever they call the groups, and brought them together so that we can do community back to school resource days, where at its peak, we helped 950 families receive free school supplies, food, clothing, and our health center did free school and sports physicals. CCDA was another critical organization I was part of, being introduced to that from Night of Skills. Christian Community Development Association was an organization doing work for low-income folks around the country in various ministries and organizations. That's where I got the idea to start the Champaign County Christian Health Center back in 2002. Then I was also part of the Christian Community Health Fellowship. Both these national organizations I mentioned I was on the board for. This one I was a board chair for several years. They helped our health center get off the ground. And I also was involved with them for many different transition periods for them as well. And then finally, the Martin Luther King Advocacy for Justice Committee, which I'm actually still on today. I got on there early on in my time at New Covenant and have been the treasurer for a long time. When I left out of town, I had somewhat of a hiatus, so obviously not being in town, but then when I came back, I got back on the committee, and I still serve as the treasurer today. I do want to also just spend a couple of minutes highlighting two of the major things that have happened through New Covenant's history with my involvement, Champaign County Christian Health Center and reparations movement. The Champaign County Christian Health Center, like I mentioned earlier, I got the idea from CCDA, brought it back here, and was able to muster a lot of support to get it started. We had our first meeting for that in May of 2003. We had about, thought it'd be like 5-6 people getting together to figure out how to deliver healthcare to the uninsured. We ended up having 18 to 20 people come to that first meeting. And by the time we started, a year and 3 months later, we had 150 people involved in that effort, many of them being people from New Covenant Fellowship, being involved from anywhere from board members to volunteers to donors and other people who supported our work in different ways. We had our struggles throughout the years, as any free clinic you think might have, but I am grateful for how much New Covenant grounded us and kept us going through their giving, volunteerism, and leadership. People like Barbara Pritchard and especially Patty McNewson, who are two board members that are still on our board to this day. And we also being able to experience some wonderful growth and blessings throughout the years, to a point now where we have our own facility after having multiple locations over the years. And we also have the great success in being able to even expand further, building a second location that we're working on in the next year or two. And it's a lot more to that story, but I'll just kind of end it there because I'm close to my 7 minutes. And I want to just lastly talk about reparations. A few years ago, Renee brought up the idea of having a reparations group for New Covenant based on the idea that New Covenant signed the Anti-Racism Pact, and believe that based on signing that, it was more about doing things, not just saying you're going to do things. And with that, New Covenant went into a journey of talking about reparations, talking about racial justice, talking about African-American history, so that people could be informed and realize how important it is to recognize that history, acknowledge it, and try to be a part of rectifying it. And we've done a lot since then. We started a community group called the Champaign-Urbana Reparations Coalition. We've been able to achieve quite a bit over the last 3 years. We had town halls. We've had special events. People like Robin Ruth Simmons and other people have been engaged. I've also been able to expand that even further by being part of the Illinois Reparations Commission, as well as being part of national movements with reparations, with First Repair, founded by Robin Ruth Simmons, and also reparation rallies in Washington, D.C., and even internationally through the United Nations. Being able to receive recognition for a lot of this work that I've been doing in reparations, and again, I'm thankful to New Covenant for that. And as I think about the future, I look forward to continually working with Renee and Melissa at New Covenant, get into good trouble and figure out how ways we can build God's kingdom. I'm excited about the next generation. I had a pleasant experience being able to go to the CCDA conference last year, where my daughter and I was able to be on stage talking about being the first dual generation cohort members for CCDA. I was part of cohort 3 when I first got started, and Asia's part of the more recent cohort for CCDA. And so that's a wonderful experience, kind of like when Ken Griffey Sr. was able to play baseball with Ken Griffey Jr., you know, it's that kind of thing. And I give that example instead of LeBron and his son, because I believe that my daughter is going to do a lot greater things like Ken Griffey Jr. did compared to his dad. So. And then finally, I look forward to being able to continue to set the stage for the future. Everyone knows that when I teach, I try to get a picture of my grandchildren. So I have a picture of them in these little cars, and I'm trying to set things up so that they can take the wheel one day from me and do some amazing things as well. So I'm very gracious, and I have a lot of gratitude for all the ways that I've been able to be part of this fellowship. It's been an amazing journey so far. And I say so far because it's not over yet. And I'm thankful and have a lot of gratitude for the amazing support I've had through it all, for all the amazing achievements that was been accomplished together. Not just the stuff that I do, but all the ways that New Covenant has helped me out with it through all that. Also the amazing people that helped make it happen. And then also the amazing family that got me through. Tisa has been an amazing support throughout all these years, and I'm grateful for everything that she's done to support me through all of this. I've gone over my 7-minute mark, but again, very grateful. Blessings to everyone, and I'm glad to be a part of this fellowship.